Hello? Okay. I'm gonna do an impromptu ramble. I've been kind of off work for the past week, which has been really nice. I was hoping I'd be more productive, that I'd be able to record a crap ton of audios so I could have a backlog and then I could kind of roll them out over the next few weeks, but Skitty got zilch done. procrastination. It is a thing. They say the best way to get over proc I can't speak. The best way to get over procrastination is to just do something. It's just do it. So in my case, I'm going to record, I'm going to ramble, I'm gonna talk, I'm gonna get my voice warmed up, and maybe I could do something sexy. I could do something cute and cuddly after this ramble. But I also wanted to just update you guys on how I'm doing. Plans for December, maybe January, I don't know. And I kind of miss doing this. I haven't done a public ramble, I think, in a while. I used to do them more often for my subreddit, Skitty Cat. And I just also didn't want to put everything behind a paywall. You know, Patreon's been going really, really well, but I want to do a public ramble. I miss talking to everybody. And we'll see how things go. Anyways, like I said, ramble, ramble. I kind of wrote up a draft and things I want to talk about. I thought I'd talk about the recent bans on age and rape content on Reddit. I will talk about upcoming plans, audios I kind of am thinking about, have already done, how I'm doing with YouTube. What else did I make notes for myself? My next Patreon goal, my upcoming Patreon exclusives, how Discord is going, and there's a contest coming soon. That's kind of exciting. And future projects that are non-YouTube or GWA related. I won't write about those in my post, I think. I'll probably just mention it in this ramble. I feel like my voice is very scratchy. I need to stop clearing my throat. I feel like it's a bad cycle. I clear my throat and it just gets more scratchy. And scratchy, and I just end up in a cough and clearing my throat cycle. Anyways, age and non-con content. The reason why I'm saying non-con, or at least in my post, you'll see that I write non-con instead of saying rape play or rape, is because I don't know how Patreon feels about rape play or the word rape. I did read their terms of service way back in April, and I think they're not a fan of age and rape play, even if it's fantasy. Maybe? I don't know. It's in the same area as Reddit, so I'm just avoiding certain words. I don't know if anybody from Patreon looks at what I do or if bots are looking at me, so I hope I don't get in trouble. As some of you guys know, especially those who are active in the Gone Wild audio community on Reddit, we've had a writer and a performer banned. Slash, okay, sorry. The performer got a temporary ban, and the writer unfortunately got what I believe is a permanent suspension from Reddit over content that they feel is inappropriate, that goes against Reddit's terms of service. This isn't the mods, the mods have nothing to really do with this. This is Reddit itself, their admins, the higher powers. They are not a fan of age content and rape play. I think most of us will agree that in real life, pedophilia and actual rape are big no-nos. I hope none of you guys endorse that or to participate in it. But for sex, for audio, roleplay, it's all fantasy. And that's kind of a pity to be censored like this. So who knows how many more people it will affect, how this will be affecting my work. I guess I'll talk a little bit about it. Some of you guys know already that back in April, I had deleted most of my HPlay content, almost half my library. That was quite an emotional thing. So Skitty doesn't really do age stuff anymore, definitely at least not on Reddit. I kind of sometimes skirt around the kink by using younger voices or playing characters that are just legal, such as, I don't know, like an 18 or 19 year old. I've never really been comfortable doing fantasies with specific ages. I found that, I don't know, age play is even a gray area for me. I like some aspects of it, but other parts are, I guess it could be predatory. So on age, I will not be posting any age content on Reddit, which is what I've been doing for months, but I will be doing age regression audios. Those are okay in my books. So Mummy Skitty isn't going away. I quite like playing Mummy. Yes, I say Mummy. Mommy, I guess Mommy is okay too, but I think I just grew up saying the word Mummy. Do I call my Mummy Mummy? No, I don't. I call her Mom. But when I say Mommy, I say Mummy. This is me going off on a tangent. I'm sorry. Non-con stuff, rape play. I cannot see the Reddit admins doing a mass ban. That's just crazy. They'd have to pretty much any established performer has done rape play. I feel really bad for the performer who had to delete all her rape play content. It was a very unfortunate case. I will continue doing rape play stuff. But I hope that you guys all understand. It's fantasy. I'm assuming you guys do. Also, right after we found out about these bans, I was like, fuck it. and I posted my Yandere half pint audio pretty much the next day. And I was like, ooh. If Skitty gets banned, Skitty gets banned. Please don't ban me. I really don't want to censor myself. When I first had to worry about that back in April of this year, I think my account was about 6 months old, and I wasn't quite established yet. So the idea of losing my entire account was really scary. So afterwards, I made a Twitter. As a backup, I made an alt account. As a just-in-case preparation for being banned for age stuff. So 6 months later at this point, now that I'm about a year into audio making, I have my YouTube account now. I also have a Discord, so if anything happens, at least I still have a way to contact you guys. So if Skitty GWA gets nuked over my current age and rape content, I will be devastated, but at least, I hope it won't deter me from coming back. I intend on staying around. I might just be very, very angry and spiteful for a little bit. So there's that. Anyways, that's all I really have to say about age play and rape play stuff on Reddit. Skitty's just going to continue doing what she does. Unless something more official comes out from the mods or the admins, let's just keep things as is. I think we've been doing pretty well. Alright, what else did I want to talk about? upcoming plans. What are my future audios? So I tried to do a little bit of recording yesterday, but Skitty's home has been very noisy last night. I couldn't record until like 1 a.m. in the morning, and even then, the place was noisy. My home was making sounds. The furnace was going off. There were click-clacks. There was traffic. Nothing was going the way I wanted it to. What was I talking about? There was a Christmas audio. There was a daddy and daughter audio that I kind of saw that kind of interested me. Brother really likes it. So I might give that a go. And for those who don't know who Brother is my beta listener. I don't actually have in real life Brother who listens and beta listens my audio. That would be really awkward. Although, for some of you, that might be a wincest. Brother is an online friend. And I very much appreciate him. He's my Discord admin. Another audio that I wanted to do, or I was attempting to do, was a Neko Catgirl audio. I started recording that one. I finished it. I don't think it's my best performance, although the blowjob scene, I think I did that one pretty well. If I decide to scrap that audio, maybe I'll just release the blowjob part. That's the one thing I think I'm good at. I think I'm really good at blowjobs. It's a very angry blowjob. To Sunday? I don't know how to say it. She's a very hot and cold cat girl. So, those are two potential audios I will work on. I will give the scripts another go. I just have to get into my recording zone. So, we'll try that later. I did finish a spider girl, monster girl audio for a future collab. There are other GWA performers doing other monster girls, and we will all come together and have a little choose your own adventure. Or choose your own monster girl at some point in the future. Kinda excited about that. I get to play a very sad spider girl. Love me. talking about sad girls and sad things, I still have to do my Cubone cuddle. That was going to be a safer work kind of audio for YouTube. I still plan on doing that. I kind of have to draft up a story for myself. I haven't forgotten about it. Poor little Cubone. He needs love. So I'll do that one soon. At some point. I promise. And then the other day I was talking on Discord and the idea of a headpat stealer was kind of intriguing. So I think I'll do a safer work-ish, but maybe a little lewd audio about handing out headpats. I will be your headpat stealer. I kind of want to post this on YouTube. It'd be like an ASMR thing. I don't know how appropriate it would be for YouTube. So I'll have to see. Because YouTube is already not so happy with Skitty Cat. My videos are not very monetizable according to them. They're not appropriate. Yeah, apparently cuddles are very... very not PG. Talking about YouTube, let's talk about that. I have been on YouTube for a couple months now. I started getting more active around the fall, and I am, the last I checked, about 9,000 subscribers. Ugh, you guys, I love you. Thank you. I finally made it into the YouTube partnership program. I could have applied when I was at 1,000 subscribers, but I didn't have the watch hours. I finally reached that maybe a month or two ago, and I applied for it, and they rejected me. They rejected Skitty. YouTube rejected Skitty. They said that Skitty's content, my content, was reused. And I'm like, YouTube, what are you talking about? This is my shit. How dare you say that I'm ripping content from another creator? I am the creator. Anyways, I reapplied after changing a bunch of my tags. I don't know what actually triggered them accepting me this time, but I am finally in the YouTube partnership program. Maybe I'm a little bit more special now. I don't know how they prioritize things. But one of the benefits of being in the partnership program is that you can monetize. I can make money from YouTube. Really, I think YouTubers make diddly squat. I don't know how people make money from this. Now that I'm kind of on the inside, I could kind of see how things work. So most of my videos are flagged as inappropriate right now. Most of my videos are inappropriate for listeners. I am so confused. YouTube, what is allowed on your website? What is appropriate? I understand that sex is a big no-no. I could understand advertisers not wanting to be associated with, I don't know, moans and stuff, but I don't do that kind of content on YouTube. Fudge. So, my cuddles are too lewd for YouTube. I think of all my videos, there's maybe like two that have ads on them. And before you guys freak out on me, I am not putting those playable ads in my videos, or I have no intentions to. I find them really annoying. They're kind of fugly to look at, and I hate clicking the skip button. I thought I just had like the little side bubbles, I don't know, the ads that just are on the side. You could ignore them. Or the little banners on the videos. Those are an easy click and it doesn't really disrupt things too much. But I can't even have those right now. So whatever, YouTube, I'm not very happy with you. Okay, now they're probably going to drop me from the partnership program. I'm ending my rant. Okay, Patreon goal. Skitty Cat is growing. The last I checked, about 400 patrons now. Skitty Cat Brain is kaboom. Yeah, you guys are wonderful. Those of you who support me on Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And those who aren't, I love you guys too. Some of you guys have told me, it's like, I'm sorry I can't afford to sign up on Patreon, or, you know, my credit card is being bounced. I don't care. It's fine. I'm not upset if people can't support me on Patreon. It's totally okay. I just want people to listen to my audios. I just want to grow as a creator. Patreon is just a wonderful little side thing that could support what I do. And if Patreon goes kaboom tomorrow, I will still continue making audios. Because luckily for me, this isn't my livelihood. I don't need to rely on Patreon to feed myself, to have a roof above my head. I am pretty lucky in that respect. I kind of think of Patreon, the money that I'm getting, as my fun money. It's my, Skitty, you've done a good job, maybe you could treat yourself money. It's my future audio and equipment budget. It's what I'm using to improve myself. If I don't have Patreon, maybe I'll just grow a little slower. That's okay. But I'm really glad I have this as something that could help boost me a little. Anyways, I passed my last goal. I think I set it at 250. That was a while back. And then I surpassed it. And then I had to do my Pokemon poll and my Arcanine audio. That was really fun. Thank you, Fred, for helping me with that. And thank you, everybody who voted on the Pokemon poll a few months back. I think it was September. And it's time for me to have a new goal. I've arbitrarily set it at 500. Because 500 kind of seems realistic. If I'm 400 now, I think 500 is realistic. It should be doable. this is where I'm going to need a little help from you guys. So my idea for a 500 reward is to bath time with Skitty. Yeah. Would you like to take a bubble bath with me? The acoustics in my bathroom will probably suck. Everything will be super echoey. But maybe we could try that. I do like my bubble baths. Not that they're really bubbly. I think I need to find a new bubble thingamabob. The bubbles fizz out really quick. But the bath bombs are amazing. Maybe it could be like ASMR-y if I use the bath bombs really, really close to the mic. Maybe. We'll see. Would you guys like that? As a reward? We could do an AMA as well, because I don't know what I'm going to talk about during my bath time. So let's tentatively do that. Unless you guys have a better idea for reward, I will do a bath time. It will be relaxing for me, and hopefully entertaining for you guys. For my exclusives this month, I always have trouble deciding what to do for my exclusive audios. I have to come up with another ramble and an audio for December. Lucky for me, I have permission from Raffisha Girl to use his scripts. He is a wonderful writer. I'm going to do a little plug here. If you guys appreciate his work and everything he's done for the community, you should check out his ebook on Amazon. I will put a link in the post. He is going to let me do his Tipsy Elf Maiden. I think it'll be a lot of fun to play a Tipsy Elf. Should I drink for that audio? I don't know. Can I perform drunk? I've never tried that before. I don't think I've played a tipsy character before for a script. Although, if you guys follow my rambles on Patreon, I have done a tipsy ramble. Skitty gone. Tipsy after two shots. So yeah, I think for my exclusive for this month, I'll do Ravish's Tipsy Elf. I think it'll be kind of nice. I believe, yes, it is a F sub script. Skitty gets to be subby again. I'm happy I get to do F sub again. I kind of miss that. As for a ramble, I'll think of something. I'll have to think of something. Ideas, people. If you give me ramble ideas, that would be awesome. Alright, moving on. The next thing I want to talk about is Discord. My server, Skitty Cat, is 800 people now. Yeah, I peeked last night. I copied the little invite link and saw that there are 800 people. So, hello lurkers. I'm waving at you. Can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me wave. I have a lot of fun on the Discord. Some of you guys might have popped into my chat the other day when I did an ad to everybody for a Cards Against Humanity game. That got a little crazy, but it was really nice meeting some of you guys. I think I'll try to play more game nights in the future. You guys are free to pop into chat and, you know, hang out amongst yourselves. I'm cool with that. As long as you guys behave. Just be nice to each other. I just want a chill server, that's all. I just want a place to hang out and chit-chat with you guys. Talking about things to do on the server, Joker and Waifu, my channel mods, my sexy mods from the Sexy Text channel, will be hosting a Choose Your Own Adventure contest later this week. We're still ironing out the rules. We will have a Amazon gift card for the prize winner. I'll make a post, hopefully, on Friday. I think that's what Waifu wants. That's what I was told. I won't be judging this contest. It's kind of like a little bit of a writing contest. You have to use your imagination. Build your fantasy girl and fantasy date. And it'll be fun. I will lurk the contest. I don't really know what my role is. I kind of want to stay a neutral party. I don't want to sway any votes. So likely Joker and Waifu will be judges. Fred, I believe, might be a possible judge. He is currently not in our server right now, so he will be a nice neutral party. So look forward to an announcement for a contest. Future projects that are coming up. So I've been trying to grow outside of the Reddit community. I don't want to become too reliant on it. So YouTube is already a thing now. I've been looking at maybe voicing stuff for other artists of the not safe for work variety. An illustrator has reached out to me and asked if I'd voice something for a character. So we'll see how that'll turn out. All these are kind of maybes at this current point, so it's very hard for me to talk about collabs. I don't want to make any promises that kind of will fall through. So I'm kind of excited for that. I will be voicing stuff for a potential character. There is also a not safe for work game that I'll be offering my voice to. This isn't Subverse. I still haven't heard from them. So, I'm looking forward to that. I was able to get a few other GWA performers involved with that game. So, we'll see. They've been in development for a while. I don't know when they're going to get a game out, when they're going to ask us to record stuff for them, because voicing the game isn't a real priority right now. They're just trying to animate and finalize the game. So, there's that. Something really cool would be if I could start doing voices for animations, like not safe for work animations. I know there's a lot of source filmmakers out there who do naughty stuff and could probably use a voice. I don't really know how to network with that right now, so if any of you guys are animators and would like me to voice stuff for you, that would be cool. Or maybe you could throw my name around to friends. Skitty just wants to try new things. Anywho, that's about it for my update. The post will definitely be a lot more concise, less rambly. Hopefully I have my thoughts together in that post. Yeah. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my long-ass ramble. I am sorry I put you guys through this. Hopefully I kept you company through, I don't know, a long commute. Y'all are wonderful. I love you. maybe I'll record something cuddly tonight. Yeah. I could always use cuddles. You guys like cuddles too, right? Yeah, let's do that. I'll see you later.